Grandfest going to be all weekend, culminating in a portion of fireworks extravaganza tomorrow night. But the main thing is that we couldn't put these events on without you. So if you give a little bit, we have our donation boxes here on the side. The small donation goes a long way. We really appreciate you coming down. Everybody will be back here again in a half hour. Make sure you buy your
doing their sandcastles. So it's actually a very cool event. They do it here every year. What I've learned is that each artist gets 12 ton of sand. It's a special sand that has a lot of clay mixed in with it to do this. And they get an 18 by 18 foot square area. The sandcastle that you're looking is the centerpiece. And that is the Constitution, Old Ironsides, with all the advertisements and so forth around it. And that's what you're looking at there. That one's not in the competition. That one's not being judged. Well, let's take a walk down real quick, and I'll see if I can show you a couple others.
JJ.
The artist is still working on them, so let's go see what I can show you real quick. So you can see there's an artist up there, and they're from all over the world doing the sand sculptures and so forth. They have a little plaque down below telling you where they're from and a little bit about them. Let's see, this is Morgan, and she's from Santa Cruz, California. It's a little hard to read the comments because the sun's coming right over my back right now, but hey Jim, how you doing? I saw your comment, there's not really any additives, but the sand is not from this beach. It's brought in from another area that has a lot of clay mixed in with it. And they do that every year, so when they're done and it dries and the water's dried out of it, you can see how they have the different levels that they start at the top, and then as they work their way down, they start to remove some of those enclosures. But yeah, there's no additives, but I hear it's very strong. Strong enough that I'm told that it'll stand up to actually a rainstorm, depending on the complexity of them. You can see there's a lot of very intricate detail at the top, holes going through. It's just amazing work what they can do with the sand. As we're walking down, just let me show you what's going on. There's a lot of food trucks they have lined up here, you know, from all over the place. They got Boston trolley dogs over there and frozen hoagies, and it goes all the way down the street. And then down towards the end, if you can see it, I'm not so sure, they got Ferris wheel and some games for the kids. There's a band set up, and the band, you know, obviously plays, and that's where the award ceremony will be. Looks like some of the artists are taking some breaks right now. Oh, no, there he is. he's from St. Louis, Missouri. Just saying it to a few friends that he met. And this is a piece that he's working on. I believe the theme for this year's sand sculpture competition is the tall ships. It goes along quite well with, you know, sail Boston and the tall ships that were here just a couple weeks ago, actually. I'll keep on walking down and showing you a few more. So over here, this one's pretty cool. And what you can see here is that it looks like there's an octopus, but you can see the tall ship down in the corner right there. A lot of detail in that little piece. But very cool. This guy is Leonardo. He's from Italy. Forli, Italy? That's him right there. I was saying earlier that they have little signs telling you about each artist. So there's a little bit about Leonardo. I believe there's 14 or 15 sculptures here this year. And if you go to the Revere Beach website, or just Google sand sculptures Revere Beach, you'll get all kinds of information that pops up. And actually the cable station down here, Revere Beach Cable, does a quite a nice job. And there's a lot of GoPro cameras and different types of cameras that are recording some of this in slow motion. So what they'll do is they'll speed it up and give you a hyperlapse of some of these sculptures going up. A lot of detail on this one, on this side. But this one's starting off maybe some type of soccer. I'm not really sure. You could see a camera down there. She's doing probably a time lapse of herself doing that sculpture or some of the TV station going. And on the other side, it's kind of a different theme. It's actually quite nice. It's a little bit more done than this side. So this side's a little bit in the shadow right now, the way the sun's shining. But this is Andrus. He's from Lithuania. You can see his little poster right down there on the side. The areas are barricaded off on both sides to give the artists a lot of space. You would need some type of credentials to get in from a TV or news station, I imagine, to get a little bit closer for a possible interview. But they have about 24 hours left in their sculpting. You can see this one looks like some type of a genie mermaid type of thing that she's working on. Yeah, genie right there. She's coming out of the bottle. This is Deborah. Oh, she's actually right here from Saugus, Massachusetts. So she's a local girl. This next one is kind of nice. Take you down here. It looks like there's some type of eagle making friends with a young boy. It's close to 88, 90 degrees here today in the sun. Pretty warm day. But look at that. This is Suzanne. Suzanne's from the Netherlands. And they're doing their best to stay hydrated. They're drinking a lot of water and Gatorade and eating some popsicles. But that's a beautiful sculpture. You know, they're in the final details now, but you can get the idea. I'm sure later on today or tomorrow morning, a lot of the details are gonna really start to pop out. But look at this one. It's kind of a mask with a person in between it. That's kind of different looking. Jim, my friend Jim is asking, what do they get if they win the competition? Again, all the details are on the website, but I believe from reading it quickly this morning that the first place winner, there's a $5,000 prize. For some of the people that have traveled internationally, they probably paid for their flight. I'm not sure if they have sponsors or if they have to come here on their own. But this person is, how do you say that name? Dimitri, and he's from St. Petersburg, Russia. So you can see him if you look close. I'm not sure if you can make it out on the computer screen. That's him in the orange shirt if you look through the eye on the right side of your screen. He's working on the back side of the sculpture right now. A lot of details. Of course, they have to come up with an idea that fits the theme of the competition and then figure out what they're going to do with that 12,000 tons of sand and how they bring this in. This is Sue. She's actually from Tacoma, Washington. And you can see, this almost looks symmetrical. If you look through the hole right to the right of Sue's head, you can see another face on the other side. So if this was on a carousel type of thing and you turned it around, I'm sure the other side looks very similar to this side. As she steps back to take in some of the details and the type of move she wants to make next. Look at if you can see the tools in her hand, they look like little wires. Other than the piece, let me see if I can get up on the wall real quick. Thank you. So over here on the wall, there's some elephants and some babies that you can see. Look at the detail in that. So that's pretty amazing. You can see the detail in the eye of the elephant and the way that she's laying down with what looks like her newborn babies. From Revere Beach, just north of Boston, at the National Sand Sculpting Competition. This is Bruce Garber reporting. Thanks for watching, everybody.